Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Little is much when God is in it. He multiplied, and he goes on, the scripture said, you can't serve mammon and God. You got to serve one or the other. Serve God through mammon. Serve God in every way you can. Use that influence. Use what's in your hand. Use your street smarts. That's what God wants us to do. And little becomes multiplied. It may be little, it may be medium, it may be big. Use what God has trusted to you for him. Stand up, be counted quietly, humbly, sincerely. Use what he's placed in your hand.
The truth is, your resources are God-given. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Money Makes Us Wise, showing how you can faithfully steward your resources to make God known in powerful ways. So stick around, that's coming up on The Winning Walk.
I want to personally invite you and your family to join me in Israel this November, Thanksgiving season, and watch the Bible come alive. We'll walk together where Jesus walked and experience the Holy Land from the Mount of Olives to the Sea of Galilee. This is a life-changing trip that you do not want to miss. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year together in Israel.
Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we have an exciting opportunity we'd like to share with you. We're getting ready to close the books on another financial year, and a generous donor has offered to match every gift up to a total of $75,000 to help end the ministry year strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to keep God's proven truth on the air and encouraging listeners like you in the new financial year ahead. This is such a vital need in today's culture, and we're asking for your help to ensure God's Word continues coming your way over the radio, television, and internet. So please don't wait. Take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give as generously as you can today. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Money Makes Us Wise, Part 2.
And so here's what happened. This steward, he no longer had his position. He was about to clean out his drawers and turn in the books, but he has a little window there, and the Bible says quickly, he called in all those respectable businessmen, and he saw them privately. He said, how much do you owe? You know, 800 gallons of olive oil. Hey, write me out here. Take that you owe, this little bill, this IOU, and I'm tearing it up, and you write out one for half that amount. 400 gallons. A lot of money, folks. Big bucks. And he said, by the way, you write that out and cut me in for about half of that. You know how much that would be worth that day? A year and a half of average wage. A year and a half of wages. We're talking about a lot of money. And this worked with the wheat. You're talking about 1,000 bushels of wheat if you transfer this and how we understand wheat. He said, man, take 20% off that and, hey, write out a new bill. You owe only 80 and cut me in for half of that, you see. That's how this shrewd guy operated. And now what happened? When he was dismissed, now he has all the other businessmen and they all went along with it, evidently. They're a part of the conspiracy. The slick guy has got all the other people who had business relationship with the owner through him in it with them so they wouldn't turn him in. Pretty smooth, isn't it? Hey. And then the rich man of all things in the 8th verse here, or is it the 7th verse here? You know what he says about this? And he says, and his master praised the unrighteous manager because he'd acted shrewdly. Can you believe that? Now the rich landowner praises the guy who had overspent his accounts. That's the reason he fired him. And now he had conned him out of more money. He knew as he looked at the books, there were new IOUs in there. instead of getting 800 barrels, now he's going to get 400 barrels, and he brags on him. What's that about? Follow me carefully. You need to understand this. The rich guy had a problem. He knew his manager had conned him, and then he knew his manager had had all those people rewrite that which they owed him, that he cut private deals with them. See, now they're part of the conspiracy. But what was happening in the community, they were players. They were all praising him. I mean, you talk about a lot of people involved. They're saying, man, we had the most generous rich man. You know, I owed him 800 barrels. Now I owe him only 4. What a great guy he is. Wherever he went, the children, the family were saying, man, it's wonderful that you have just written off so much of that which my dad or my brother or my sister owed you. He became heroic overnight. Then he had a problem. He could go back to the steward that used to work for him and say, oh, no. He has rewritten all these debts. And he's rewritten this stuff. And by law, he could have put the steward and made him a slave or made all of his family put them in slavery. But he was benevolent and generous. And he knew those who he'd cut a deal with privately, they wouldn't tell anybody. And the rich man had a problem because if he went back and said, well, he really owes me 800 gallons of olive oil. He really owes me 1,000 bushels of wheat. All the people would know he was aware of the usury that was involved. You see, the guy way up at the top, the CEO, the chairman of the board, he had deniability. Oh, I didn't know my steward charged you all that much. But see, he didn't want to go into there. He didn't want to go there. He wanted to stay way up in the ionosphere. So he'd go to the synagogue and, oh, here comes Abraham. Whoa. Boy, he brings his down and puts all of his money in the plate. Oh, man, what a wonderful moral. And now he was recognized as being generous. And he just went along with the flow. And he was the chief crook of them all. He had deniability. He didn't want the fact he charged all these exorbitant rates of these business people known. See? So you don't have just one crook. You got all those that did business with him. You have two crooks. Now the rich guy, who's way up in the ionosphere, he had no responsibility for this. He's a crook too, the chief of all of them. Does that sound modern enough for anybody? Did you miss that? You say, boy, I never heard of such a thing. Oh, no, folks. Did you know that a CEO in a corporation in America, if he gives bribes for his product to be bought in a foreign country and is found out about, that CEO will go to prison, not the person representing the corporation in the foreign country? Did you know that by law? So therefore, what did a big corporation do? They set subsidiary corporation in that foreign country, and they let the subsidiary corporations, right, counselor, and they offer bribes, and the CEO can say, oh, I can't believe that corporation did that. And he gets off scot-free when he set the whole thing up. Hello. Jesus pulls no punches, does he? You see what this parable means? You got a whole lot of cheating going on. Now, look at the lessons that are drawn from this. They are powerful for you and for me. Look at the latter part of verse 8. It says, for the sons of this age are more shrewd in relation to their own kind, to money and property, than the sons of light. What's he saying here? He's saying that the sons of this age, the secular people, spend more time and money and interest in physical stuff, the things they own, the things that they touch, then do those who are Christians handle the things that they own and the things that they touch.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's encouraging message, I'm sure you'll be excited to know that a generous friend has offered to double all gifts up to a total of $75,000 to help end our financial year strong by March 31. This doubling opportunity hits at just the right time, as it's vital we wrap up this year of ministry on solid financial footing in order to keep this program going strong, encouraging you with the proven truth of God's Word. Your support is critical to releasing every dollar of the matching grant before it expires on March 31. So please, if this program has impacted your walk with Jesus, please give today, knowing your support will be doubled to keep God's Word on the air for you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
By the way, what does the Bible say that we're to be as Christians? What is the biggest operative word in the Bible as far as those who are Jesus followers? You know what that word is? Faithful.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of The Winning Walk. All those years ago, I never dreamed of the countless lives that have been reached with the good news of Jesus Christ through this ministry. From its humble beginning on a local TV station, I'd get up every Monday morning, go down to the station, and just speak into a camera. And now, we have a worldwide ministry seen around the globe. I want to say a sincere thank you to the many men and women that have partnered with us through the years to support this outreach. Your faithful prayers and regular financial gifts make this possible. This month marks the end of our fiscal year. Your gifts at this time are critical to help us as we plan ahead and how we can continue to reach people with the proven truth of God's Word. Now remember this, every dollar, every penny that is given to The Winning Walk goes exclusively to buy airtime on radio and television. No other expenses, no salaries, nothing else. All the money given, we buy airtime to get this word out to the watching world. As The Winning Walk continues to make a difference for the kingdom, you can be a part of that work when you give. Maybe you never have. It'd be a wonderful time to say, I want to be a part of what they're doing through that particular ministry. It speaks God's truth to me. If that's you, thank you for being with us. And thank you for beginning right now to say, I'm going to invest in what God is doing in this particular Winning Walk outreach. As God has blessed you, let me tell you, you can be a blessing to others.
Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of his message, Money Makes Us Wise.
The utilization of our material stuff, wealth, money, stocks, bonds, for God as seriously as we approach and use them in secular affairs, we got to use our street smarts for kingdom stuff. Be as thorough, be as conscientious, be as hardworking, be as honest, be as open. Man, that's how we need to function as members of the family of God. You got it? Use our street smart. And the next lesson that Jesus teaches us here, because the sons of the world beat us at that, he says, is verse 9. I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the wealth of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, and it will, this is human stuff, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. The point here is to use your influence. Use your street smarts for God. Use your influence for God. What does this verse say? It says we all get to heaven, eternal dwellings. That sounds like heaven to me, doesn't it? We all get to heaven. People will come up to you and me and say, I want to thank you. Man, I want to be your friend. Did you know you plopped down some money in that plate in that church and someone came all the way to Nigeria, introduced me to Christ and my family, and I'm in heaven today because of you. You've never met them. You've never seen them. If we're faithful to the things of God, that is multiplied hundreds and dozens of times. A part of the thrill of eternity, we'll see how in spiritual riches we have invested in eternity. And people come up and say, man, let me tell you what you did. Let me tell you that word of witness. Let me tell you that what you gave. And we'll be making friends on and on and on and on and on ad infinitum, literally. A billion years plus a day, we'll be making friends. We'll send it on ahead. Use your influence now. I've had the privilege or the responsibility or the accountability of presiding over a lot of funerals in my 34 years in this area of our state. 34 years. And I have buried some lions of industry, names that most everybody here would know. Also, I've heard the story, if you've been around Houston, that there was a room in a hotel. They named the hotel, and six or seven men were in there, and they ran the whole metropolitan Houston all those years. All those guys are dead, by the way, every one of them. And I wondered, all of them had, quote, Christian funerals, I think. And I think they got to heaven if they got there. God makes that choice. I think God would say, you had all that firepower, all that influence over all that area of the country. You didn't use it hardly zip for my kingdom, for things that are lasting. Why didn't you use your money, your time, your influence? If you had, metropolitan Houston wouldn't be in trouble as it is today morally. Why didn't you use it? What did you think I gave it to you for? See? Influence. Influence. Send it on ahead. Use it now. You can't take it with you. Well, I don't have much. Take what you have and use that. And that's the next principle we come up with. Look at it right here. Use that influence for God, whatever it is, neighborhood, friends, organizations. Look at verse 10. He who is faithful in a little is faithful also in much. What is this saying? Use what you've got in your hand. Say, well, if I had a place of influence, I'd use it. You have a place of influence. It may be little, it may be medium, it may be big. Use what God has trusted to you for Him. Stand up, be counted quietly, humbly, sincerely. Use what He's placed in your hand. If it's a law book, use it for Him. If it's a scalpel, use it for Him. If it's in sales, use it for Him. Use what you've got. He said, we are faithful in a little. He'll make you faithful over much. By the way, what does the Bible say that we're to be as Christians? What is the biggest operative word in the Bible as far as those who are Jesus followers? You know what that word is? Faithful. He just wants you and me to be faithful. That's it. Just be faithful. He doesn't say, I want you to be spectacular. No, no, no. Just faithful. Use your influence for Him. Use what He's placed in your hand for Him. Just be faithful. Use your street smarts, what God has given you in conscientiousness for Him. Little is much when God is in it. He multiplied. And He goes on, the scripture said, you can't serve mammon and God. You got to serve one or the other. Serve God through mammon. Serve God in every way you can. Use that influence. Use what's in your hand. Use your street smarts. That's what God wants us to do. And little becomes multiplied. So what kind of person do we need to become? There's an old story about a woman who was walking by the side of a river. She looked in the river and saw something shiny. And she stopped and waded out in the river, and it got brighter, and she went down under the water and pulled out of the river a large diamond.
Our message today, entitled Money Makes Us Wise, and Dr. Ed Young will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about an opportunity to help encourage more listeners like you with the proven truth of God's Word. People all over the world turn to The Winning Walk for Bible-based messages that help them walk closer with Jesus. And with our financial year ending on March 31, a generous donor has pledged to match up to $75,000 when friends like you give to help keep this program going strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to help reach more listeners with the proven truth of God's Word in the new year of ministry ahead. It's an opportunity to change lives that we can't afford to miss. So please call and give today to keep God's Word encouraging you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. And stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username, Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young to continue today's message, Money Makes Us Wise.
She didn't have much. She took that diamond and put it in her bag she was carrying, and she started on down the road, and she met a man, and the man was hungry. He said, "Do you have any bread for me to eat? I'm hungry." She said, "Sure." She reached in her bag and opened it and got out the bread and gave him a piece of bread, and he looked in the bag and saw the diamond and said, "Man, I'd sure like to have that diamond." She said, "It's yours." She takes it out, hands the man the diamond. He said, Oh, no. He said, "Oh, yeah, it's yours. If you want it, it's yours." He took the diamond, ate the bread. He said, "I'm rich. Man, I've got it. Man, I can't believe it." And he runs away, holding that diamond, saying, "Man, what a deal. What an opportunity. I'm the richest man. I'll never have any more needs." 3 days went by. He goes out and seeks back the woman. And he goes to her and says, "I want to give this diamond back to you." She said, "Why?" He said, "Because I want something you have that's better and greater than that diamond." She said, "What is that?" He said, "I want to have what enabled you to give me that diamond." Did you get that? He said, "I want to have in me what you had that enabled you to just, without any strings attached, give me that diamond." That's what we're supposed to have as Christians. It begins by being faithful with what God's entrusted us as stewards. The Bible teaches that we're to give 10% of what comes in our way, in our possessions. We're to give 10% of that. It's a tithe. Malachi 3:10, Luke 11, Matthew 23, the Bible's clear. That's the basic beginning with God. Now, all of us would say, "I know God owned everything I have." But we give an indication that we are stewards, that he is the owner, by giving that faithful 10% to him and to his body, which is the church. The church.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Thank you for tuning in. We hope the Holy Spirit spoke to you through today's message. A listener named Jeff recently shared how he was feeling abandoned, forsaken, and unloved. His anger at God was keeping him trapped in those feelings, but the Holy Spirit was able to reach Jeff through the winning walk, reminding him of the freedom available through repentance. That's the impact your gifts make possible through this program. And with the end of our financial year coming up on March 31, a generous friend has offered to double your gift today to help finish this year of ministry strong and reach more people like Jeff in the months ahead. If you've never had the opportunity to support this ministry, please take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give now to help keep the proven truth of God's Word broadcasting strong for you and so many others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. 350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thank you for listening to The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow to hear Dr. Young share proven truth on your place in God's vast kingdom.